Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Scott Newhouse. I'm a certified financial planner. I want to talk today about universal basic income and is it coming to the United States? For people that are familiar with my channel, I normally talk about personal finance issues, retirement planning issues. This video is not going to be about that. It's going to be about a federal government program that's, you know, obviously funded by taxpayer dollars that's expanding and something that I just thought was really interesting. I saw it last week, so I wanted to make a video about it and tell you about it because I'm guessing most people are never going to hear about this because it's a little known program and I don't think it got the attention that it deserves. So if you want personal finance, lessons, wait till the next video because I don't have any in this video. So go ahead and skip this one if you want. But let me backtrack and talk about what is universal basic income. And I'm just reading a definition off of Google and Google's little AI thing. But it says universal basic income is a proposal that the government regularly gives every adult citizen a set amount of money, usually without conditions related to wealth or employment. And so there's a lot of people, honestly, maybe some even on like the libertarian right, as well as a lot of people on the left, who think that we need universal basic income at some point in the future with AI taking over, with things getting tougher in the economy, we need to help out, lower and middle class people and just give them a set amount of money. Maybe it's $1,000 a month. And some people say, hey, we're going to, do UBI, universal basic income, in addition to all the current government programs. And then some people on the libertarian side say, hey, let's eliminate a lot of these programs that we have and just give people this $1,000 a month, no qualifications, so it's just going to everyone. And so that's kind of an interesting debate. I haven't seen too many people, really actively promote that on the national scale, but it's something that people talk about in public policy circles. So it's an interesting program. Some countries have experimented with it. I do not remember the names of those countries, but you can look it up, UBI, and then just look up, different countries that have tried it. And then some cities in the U.S. have also tried it as well. And I don't know of any city that's currently doing it on an ongoing basis. They've basically been doing trials of UBI. So something to keep an eye on, something for you to be informed about. Now, the reason why I titled this video is universal basic income coming to the U.S. is because of this program that we're going to talk about that I saw in a CNBC article last week, and I'm going to read the article with you today. And it really reminds me of UBI, but it's not exactly universal basic income. And so let's just read the article. I won't read the entire thing, but I'll read snippets and then just tell you what I think, and then we'll get out of here. So the title of the article is Social Security Administration Changes Rules on Rental Food Assistance to Expand Access for Low-Income Households. And the article goes on to say, the Social Security Administration is set to implement new rules to make it easier for beneficiaries to access certain benefits and increase the payments some may receive. The new changes affect Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, and that's different than Social Security benefits. And it's actually SSI, what we're talking about in this video, is funded by individual payroll taxes. Excuse me. SSI is funded by personal income taxes and corporate income taxes, not payroll taxes. Social Security benefits are funded by payroll taxes. So I got that mixed up. So SSI is funded differently than how Social Security benefits are funded. And so the new rules affect SSI, which provides more than 7 million Americans with monthly benefit checks. Those benefits are for seniors 65 and up, or adults and children who are disabled or blind and who have little to no income or resources. And then they quote someone at the National Disability Institute who says, we already know that the benefit amounts that are available to people receiving SSI are incredibly low. They're not as high as perhaps they could be to fully account for the needs that people have. And then the article says the maximum federal monthly SSI benefit is currently $943 per eligible individual and $1,415 for an eligible individual and an eligible spouse. The new rules go into effect on September 30th. And let's talk about what these new rules are. The first is they're going to expand who is eligible to receive SSI, who is eligible to receive that $943 a month per person. And the new rule, so the old rule was, you know, 65 and up, blind or disabled, and little to no income and resources. The new rules are that anyone who is eligible for SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, what we colloquially call food stamps, that's SNAP. And so now the new definition is anyone who is eligible to receive SNAP is eligible to receive SSI, which is that $943 a month. What this article on CNBC does not say, and much to my chagrin, they really should have put it in here, is, well, how many people are actually on SNAP? Because that's a pretty important distinction, because if we've got 7 million on SSI right now, on the current definition of eligibility, what's the new definition, or how many people is the new definition going to allow? Well, pewresearch.org says that as of April 2023, the most recent month with available figures, 42 million people and 22 million households received SNAP benefits. That translates to around 12.5% of the total U.S. population. So, the first thing that we're learning here is that this SSI program, $943 a month, is going to go from 7 million eligible people to up to 42 million people. So that's a six-fold difference in terms of the number of people who are eligible to this program. That's a really significant benefit. And then you're going to have to take my word for this or do your own math on this. But if you calculate, you know, the new 42 million people eligible minus the 7 million currently eligible, that's obviously 35 million. Hopefully I got that right. And then you multiply that by 943, which is the maximum monthly benefit. At least my math, and these are high numbers, got up to around $33 billion. And so that's a potential $33 billion that could be going out in the federal budget per year for this new expanded program. And, you know, that's obviously kind of a drop in the bucket to the, you know, approximately $7 trillion that we spent in 2023. But that's a really significant amount of money to be going out. And I thought that was really interesting, especially in light of the fact that as I read this article and I read some others on Forbes and some other websites, is I have not seen a single politician mentioned in these stories. And so obviously, you know, we elect members in the House, in the Senate, and then the president every 4 years to pass public policy. But for this program, it looks like it was expanded by administrators and bureaucrats without any kind of votes of any kind, without any kind of legislation being passed. So if we didn't like this program, and I'm going to leave that up to you, whether you think this is a good thing to expand this to 42 million and give them 943 a month, or if you think it's a bad thing, that's up to you. But either way, the politicians that we elect didn't vote on it. So if we're not happy with this, there's not really much we can do in terms of our representatives, because they didn't have anything to do with it on their own. So I thought that was pretty disappointing, and I do wish that we had a chance to vote on this and at least have representatives that we could keep accountable for this. And so this, again, is going to go into effect, and I'm just going to see if there's anything else in this article that I want to point out. Yeah, there's one more paragraph that I wanted to point out here, which is towards the end of the article. I'm going to put the link in the show notes to the CNBC article. But the Social Security Administration is also working to address outdated practices through two other rules that are set to go into effect September 30th. One change will expand the SSI rental subsidy policy to make it less likely that renting at a discounted rate or other rental assistance will affect a beneficiary's SSI eligibility or a monthly payment amount. That policy, which was already available in 7 states, will apply nationwide. In other words, they're trying to make it so that, you know, if you're receiving other government programs, it's not going to affect your SSI, this program that we've been talking about, your eligibility and the maximum monthly benefit amount that you can receive, which is $943. And again, you know, these are income tested. So if you make too much, it's going to lower or eliminate how much you can get from this program. And then the second change that the policy that's going to go into effect September 30th is to make it so that the Social Security Administration no longer counts food assistance, i.e. food stamps, towards support beneficiaries receive from other parties. That may reduce their SSI benefit amount. Again, that's the same type of thing where just because you're receiving this program doesn't mean you're going to have to lessen what you're going to receive from this other program. So they're just trying to make it sure that they don't offset and frankly just expand what people are going to be able to receive. So again, you make of that policy what you will. My main disappointment is that, you know, we didn't get to vote on this, our representatives didn't vote on it, and it's just it seems like it's just administrators in the Social Security office that are making these decisions in terms of what rules and who's eligible and how much they're going to be able to receive, which doesn't seem like how we're supposed to do it, but it looks like that's the way it is, at least for this program. So that's all I've got for this episode. Let me know if you liked it or not. Actually, you know what, I'm going to keep on making these if I enjoy it, so don't even worry about that. But I hope you guys have a great day, and I will see you next time.